Inflation. Inflation is a government-approved euphemism for counterfeiting. The government could stop inflation anytime by eliminating the Federal Reserve counterfeiting operation. If they did shut down the Fed, prices would stop going up almost immediately. Prices would actually start to fall. And prices would continue to fall as long as there was little or no counterfeiting. That's what happened in the USA in the 19th century for almost 100 years. We know it can be done. Of course, the criminal government would view prices going down as a total collapse of the economy. But the people would see an almost immediate rise in their standard of living. The government would be channeling Chicken Little, but the people would heave a sigh of relief. The Federal Reserve is a criminal counterfeiting and fraud operation. They can print money, but they can't print value. Value can only be created by work. Like the Germans, the people of the USA have a low tolerance for inflation. The original settlers in North America were mostly Germanic. New York started out as New Amsterdam. German attitudes are wired into the USA culture at a basic level. I expect there to be a lot of blowback from the current round of hyperinflationary counterfeiting, much like we saw during the reign of Jimmy Carter. The government loves counterfeiting. Toward the end of a currency cycle, counterfeiting becomes a major source of revenue for graft and corruption. The government will only stop counterfeiting when the people force it to stop counterfeiting. The government would like you to believe that inflation is a natural force, like gravity. The government would like you to believe that it has little or no control over inflation. They don't say that explicitly, but it is implied in their economic propaganda. We need to shut down the Federal Reserve. If we did that, the media would no longer be able to lie about inflation. There would be no inflation. While we're shutting down the Fed and the mainstream media, we should also shut down all the other criminal operations of the U.S. government. We need a governance system that does not rely on armed robbery, kidnapping, brainwashing, and mass murder as sources of revenue. When an organization that makes money from crime wants more money, they're going to get it from more crime. We need to put a stop to that evil feedback loop. There is no valid reason why government can't be financed like other groups. A government designed to protect us from coercion would not rely on coercion for its finances. Fees for services and charitable donations are the only morally correct sources of revenue for any purpose. Just say no to counterfeiting. No to armed robbery. No to kidnapping. No to compulsory education. And especially, no to war. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.